Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great bar sports open line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, coming your way from Dallas in the lobby of the Hilton that I can say was hosting the baseball winter meetings as things have essentially wrapped up. Basically, I'm sitting in a wide open lobby with just a few people walking around. Very happy to welcome on to the program. He's our good friend, Bernie Miklas, of course, KMOX contributor, also part of the Gas House gang. Bernie, always good to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing even better now that we're connecting again and talking about baseball and all kinds of other things. You've done a great job down there in Dallas, Matt.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed
appreciate
your coverage.
Yep. Awesome. It's been fun, and unfortunately for Cardinals fans, other than all John Mozeliak did was confirm what had previously been reported. So for folks who are paying attention, nothing new has really come out of these winter meetings.
No, but I think you're right. I agree with that, but I do think that Mozeliak provided a lot of clarity because he had the confidence in effect to state that, you know, he believed that they would get a deal done. You know, he didn't say it was for sure. He didn't say that everything was set, but he really conveyed a lot of confidence that this trade will happen. The team, we don't know, but they've obviously made enough progress where they have confidence in it. And when you give permission to the agent to start working with some of the teams on Arenado's list, that's really a sign that tells me this is going to happen. So, yeah, I think that was the news, if there was, quote, news. I just think it was more of a development, more of an advancement of the story. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you, and I would also say this to just add on. I would say it's stronger than you did, Bernie. There, John Mozeliak does not say what he said unless he is essentially 100% sure that he can get the deal done.
Hey, you're right. Hey, Matt, can I ask you a question just to sure. Turn the tables here? Because you're down there and you've been working the lobby all week. Just in terms of a lot of the chatter going on, how would you handicap, if you can, I don't know, are you picking up on something that tells you that one or two destinations could be more likely than the others for Arenado?
Yes, it's a really good question because if there was the John Denton report that came out yesterday that listed the 6 teams, and the Yankees were not on that list. If that report would not have come out, I would be telling you right now that I think there is better than a 50% chance that he ends up with the Yankees. I keep hearing Yankees over and over and over again. I don't know how to kind of, you know, make that all add up, though, Bernie, where good reporting comes out, doesn't have the Yankees on the list, but I keep hearing Yankees. So I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man, because I was surprised, first of all, when John Denton published the 6 teams. What the heck are the Angels doing on there, right? Seriously.
If you're going to lose, at least you can lose and sleep in your own bed, Bernie.
they haven't had a winning season since 2015. They've been in the playoffs one time since 2010. So anyway, and actually the Yankees are a terrific fit for Arenado in a lot of ways. And if he's willing to go to the Mets, why wouldn't he be willing to go to the Yankees? And I did, you know me, Mr. Numbers, I looked it up. And right-handed Yankee hitters in the new ballpark, which opened in 2009, right-handed batters who play for the Yankees. In other words, they're comfortable. They know the park. They know what they have to do to get the ball out and all that stuff. They got a .442 slugging percentage playing in that park. I think Yankee Stadium, even though it's easier to hit for power to right field than left, I think Yankee Stadium could help rejuvenate his power. I really do.
Yeah. I'm also here, and I want to be – I'm not a newsbreaker by any stretch of the mind. You just you hear something here, you hear something there. I'm getting the sense that the Yankees are not really in on Alex Bregman right now, and I'm getting the sense that they are in on Christian Walker. And if that plays out that way, Bernie, that just adds to the fit for Nolan Arenado.
It, no doubt about it. And there, here's the other thing. When they lost Soto, like I read the New York Post because of their baseball coverage, and I know a lot of the New York guys, and I was texting with a couple of them. The one thing that they did, I'm talking about Brian Cashman, when they lost Soto, their offense will not be as grandiose as it was, obviously. So they pivoted to run prevention. It's all about run prevention now. And that's why they gave all that money to Max Fried. They got some other moves up their sleeve. And Nolan Arenado playing third base for you would improve your defense dramatically. And it would also fit into the desire for better run prevention for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, it fits for so many reasons. I also thought it was interesting that a preferred destination would be the Boston Red Sox. Before all this went down, Bernie, I didn't think the Red Sox would be a spot that Nolan would be jumping to go to.
Well, he's got his friend Trevor Story there. Maybe that's a factor. I don't know. I think he also senses that, you know, the ownership is an ultra aggressive move, so they're going to be trying to do things. Heck, they got Garrett, what's his name, Crochet. Yeah, sorry about that. They traded four of their top 14 prospects to land him. That's a signal that they're serious about winning. And if you look at that left side of the infield, because Trevor Story is finally healthy, you get the left side of the infield with those two guys, and that's another thing. The Red Sox are big time determined to clean up their defense, which was awful last year. So all of a sudden, you know, you have a really terrific left side of the infield. I think Arenado would enjoy hitting in Fenway Park because it's hard to explain. I think Arenado sees it at a place where he probably could get a ton of doubles, you know, and doubles are really good, even if they're not homers.
Yeah, doubles. I got to get extra base hits, and I agree with that. I do think there is a development that has happened for the Cardinals here that is not being talked about because we don't actually know about it. But everybody with the Cardinals are here. I spent some time talking with Heim Bloom. I got to meet Rob Serfolio. He was a really impressive person to be able to spend some time talking with. That group spent a lot of time, Bernie, talking to people that they wanted to bring into the organization, and I got the sense in one of my conversations today that they were able to wrap up a good number of hires, and I think we're going to at some point in the very near future get another set of announcements on some different positions within player development, and it's going to be more impressive people coming into the organization.
I'm with you, and like 3 points to add to yours, and I'll go quick. How impressive are these guys? Heim Bloom, you know, bring it. He hires Serfolio, which is a home run hire, and then Serfolio's bringing in other incredible, you know, really. Well, I don't know if it's incredible, but really, really respected and heralded people in terms of baseball instruction and running a minor league system, and you know, doing all the things to give the prospects the best possible chance to be ready for the majors. What I like about it, it shows that number one, Heim Bloom did his homework and he was prepared to take over this job. Number two, it shows you how well connected Bloom is and Serfolio is. They're both so well connected within the game. And number three, and I think fans should take note of this, they're attracting some really good baseball people to come to the Cardinals organization. That tells me that Bloom and Serfolio hold a lot of respect and admiration within the game. And that really matters because you're not going to get the best and the brightest to come work for the Cardinals unless they believed in Bloom and Serfolio.
It's interesting you say that, Bernie, because I'm at our booth here. We've got a big banner that says Cardinals Radio Network, and it's got the Cardinals logo. I can't tell you over the last 3 days how many agents, other people who work inside of baseball, unprompted, walked up to the table to tell me just how much they think of Chaim Bloom. It happened over and over and over again. It felt like the entire baseball world just wanted to congratulate all parties involved that Chaim Bloom was on with the Cardinals.
That's a great nugget of info, man. I love hearing that. And in my experience talking to just a couple of people that I know that are in executive level positions with other teams, texting with them, the feeling that I got talking to them is that around baseball circles, you know, the people that run baseball operations or involved in a high level job, they all believe that Chaim Bloom got a totally raw deal in Boston because they think he's really smart. They think he's an honorable guy. They think he's a guy that, you know, you can talk trades with. He's not going to try to hustle you or con you or pull a fast one. They think he's terrific, and they think the Red Sox really, really, really changed the job description and pulled the rug out from under him, and they thought it was terribly unfair. So I like hearing that. I like hearing what you just said. Some Cardinals fans, I understand, you know, until he starts doing the job, you might hold back. There's going to be some reservations. And there might be some Cardinals fans that'll be mad next winter if they don't spend money on free agents. But give the guy a chance because he's held in high regard around baseball. And I think he's just what the Cardinals need at this point in their transition.
He is Bernie Miklas, of course. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, at The Bernie Show. He did about 40 minutes on Nolan Arenado yesterday as I was sitting back in my hotel room working on some things. It was a really solid listen, and I think you'll enjoy it as well, plus everything that he puts out on a daily basis. And Bernie, of course, before we let you go, we got to hear about the folks who allow us to bring you on the radio here.
I would love to. You know, today, very cold and windy in St. Louis, and I once again grateful for Saliga Heating and Cooling. This proud independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer has been taking care of the Miklas and our home, the family in our home, for about 16 years, and we are grateful for them because whenever we have a problem, if there's a mini emergency, whether there's just something that has to be dealt with or checked out, we love knowing we can call Saliga Heating and Cooling and help will be on the way. And it'll be honest help. It'll be highly professional and knowledgeable, and you can trust them and count on them. And that's a very comforting thing to have when you're trying to decide who to call for heating and cooling. And of course they have that American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment. So in the winter, our heat works great because we're in this maintenance program called the Priority Club. So before the cold weather, Saliga comes out and makes sure that everything's working properly. They do a little maintenance work on, we have like, you know, steam radiators. They do a little maintenance work because these things are ancient, but they have them as new and as good as ever. And of course, they work with us on our cooling system before the summer. All they do is check the equipment. They make sure everything's good. And that gives you peace of mind, and it can save you some money in the long run. So check out that Priority Club. And also, there are financing options available subject to credit approval or for anything regarding Saliga Heating and Cooling. For all the information on services that they have, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. You'll get the phone number there. It's SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you, Matt.